What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
This is very exciting. We have Greg Daniel. He played Dean Whitmore on 90210. His character worked with Chancellor Arnold and Brandon, and let's bring them on in.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Great. You look so handsome.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Where do we find you today? Where are you in the world?
I'm upstairs in my office at home.
In LA?
In Los Angeles, yes. I'm a New Yorker, but I live in Los Angeles and have been for some time now.
Okay, well, which do you like better, New York or LA?
Oh, why would you go there? I've never been an elitist. I never felt like New York was superior because of this. So I kind of accept each state for what it is. I love Los Angeles. The first thing I did when I got out was I got a convertible car because I know I wouldn't have one in New York. So I got a convertible. I learned how to scuba dive. So there were all these things I could do out here that I wouldn't necessarily have done in New York. So I equally love them both.
You've taken full advantage of California life.
I continue to as well.
That's good. That's good. We were talking about you playing Dean Whitmore.
Yes.
And we were just wondering, you know, how you came about getting the role and what that was like. Like, did you have to audition?
I did.
Do you remember?
I did. There was a flurry. In fact, it was a few years after I had moved out here. So a few years. Has it really been 30 years? Come on.
It has. I know.
Sad to say.
Yeah, but it's been a very fulfilling and productive 30 years. But I remember shortly after I got out of here, one of the many auditions I went on, of course, was 90210. And I was pleased to get it, but also because I had a chance to recur. And with the recurring role, as I'm sure you ladies know, you can get a chance to build a character. It's not a one-off where you jump in, right. You just say your lines, get out. But with a recurring role, you really get to sort of build a character. You have an arc, a storyline, even if you make up for yourself. So I was really pleased it led to not just one, but I wound up doing 5 or 6 episodes, which I was really pleased in that character's growth during that time. It was a pretty tumultuous time at California University.
That's right.
During
that's
those right. episodes that I appeared in, you know, it was a pretty tumultuous time.
So when you got the role, did they tell you how many episodes it would be?
No, they just said recurring. They just gave that catchphrase recurring. And of course, I just took that to mean nothing. Absolutely nothing. You just miss it and you move on. You just say, okay, fine, great. And you just miss it until you get another call that says, oh, they want Dean Whitmore to come back. And oh, so by the second one, I knew, okay, so they're sort of developing this character. Then I was at home and I could focus in on it. But, you know, I tend to not pay any attention, move on to the next audition. But I was pleased, as I said earlier, I was pleased that I recurred in that particular role.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The show in season 5 was sort of at the height of its popularity, I guess you would say. Had you ever watched the show before you came on it?
I had. I actually had watched it. And actually, in the episodes I was involved in, I was kind of impressed at some of the topics that you guys were handling. I mean, one of my favorites was, I think my first one, Hate is Just a Four-Letter Word. You may or may not remember it, but it was about an African-American minister was invited, who had anti-Semitic views, was invited to the campus to speak. And of course, it was a huge protest, but it's interesting how it mirrors what's happening on the campus today with, unfortunately, the attack on October 7th and the war in Gaza. But it's really interesting how, and I also teach at the USC School of Dramatic Arts, so how the universities now are beginning to interpret free speech versus hate speech. I mean, it was sort of before its time in anticipating that was an issue, that was a theme that might recur. I know another episode was about rape, your possible rape, Tori, if you recall. So they were really mature subjects. I thought they were, these ones not just glossy kind of, you know, okay, we ate that up, that's the media special for today, but they were really some heavy topics and handled sensitively. I really, particularly that first one, Hate is Just a Four-Letter Word. I thought the way they handled it, hearing the views from each side, was very balanced, very fair, and very mature.
Yeah, surprisingly well done, honestly, for such a big topic at that time.
Absolutely. So I was really involved. I was really pleased about that.
And did you meet Jason first? Was he the first cast member you met?
Yes. In fact, one of the episodes Jason directed. I remember he directed one of our episodes. So yes, so I kind of had a nice one-on-one with him because I was involved with him more than just actor to actor, but director to actor as well. And we took to each other terrific, you know, the Canadian. We took to each other and I enjoyed working with him. I was surprised. I didn't know that he was actually could direct and would direct. But again, working with him in that episode that I did was utmost respect for actors, really made it easy, really protected your performance. So I enjoyed it. And he had a great sense of humor. He just had what was refreshing. Everyone had a great sense of humor, you know, which made it just a pleasure to be on.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, you said you teach at UCLA?
I do. I teach at USC School of Dramatic Arts. That's correct.
And I think your students are probably too young, but do any of them recognize you from 90210?
Not from 90210, but I still act. So I've done
lots of other things.
I was a series regular on True Blood, and
probably more their speed. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, wow, do you mean the remake? No, guys. Not the remake. I know the original. And I have had a recurring on Insecure for a number of four or five seasons. So, you know, they love that. They get a gas out of that. But they go back and look at the credits sometime and go, you did. And, you know, so I feel try not to feel too drastic or like a dinosaur, but you did.
I mean, they must be blown away by your body of work. You've worked so much. It's probably very inspirational for your students.
I've been blessed. But I always tell them, you know, it's not when you get out and doing one series or one feature or whatever. It's 30, 40 years down the line. I always tell them this. It's the longevity of your career that you want to encourage. It's not just doing one or two projects, but if you can stay 20, 30 years down the line since you graduated from whatever acting program you may or may not have gone to, if you're still working in the industry and doing the things you love to do, that's success.
What would you say it takes to have that kind of longevity in a career?
Variety. I mean, the ability to do a number of things, because I've done multi-camera sitcom, I've done single-camera episodic. I mean, variety, comedy, drama. The more versatile you are, the more versatile your instrument is, the more you'll get hired. It's as simple as that. I mean, if you can move in and out of certain genres, I think it's the best way to ensure that you're a versatile actor and that they'll see that versatility and hire you. I've done absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. And I attribute that to the training I had many moons ago, but also be able to apply that on any kind of genre, any whether it's procedural, whether it's a sitcom, whether it's a single camera episodic, you know, being able to move in and out of those genres are really important, I think, to a career.
Mm-hmm. Are you on TikTok yet?
Yes. Yes, I'm on TikTok. I kind of had to be dragged onto TikTok. But my daughter was the one that, it was my publicist actually, I should be on TikTok. And what's the gas about it is that when I do TikTok, I do little dance routines with my daughter.
So oh, like, my God.
I can bust a move, y'all. I can bust a move now.
I believe it. Okay.
So I do some, so we come up with these little dance.
Wait, what's your TikTok handle?
I think it's Greg Daniel. I think it's the Retain My Name.
But we got to look you up.
She comes over and we work on these little routines, just this little, I don't know, 60-second routines. But it's so much fun to have father and daughter doing that. She really is the pleasure while I'm on TikTok. She really
Is that your only daughter?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And she's not in the business.
How old is she?
She's 25 now. Thanks for asking. She's 25 now. Oh, official Greg Daniel, someone just wrote it in chat. Official Greg, G-R-E-G-G Daniel. That's, there you go.
And that's your TikToker.
That's my TikToker.
There we go.
Pardon me, yeah.
We are going to look you up.
Do, and just be careful now. Not everybody can do those moves, so be careful now. Be careful.
I don't get to try them.
It's a lot. Because now she grew up watching a lot of the shows, and of course, I think I did a series of Disney shows, kids, and that's when I became, oh, you're an actor. I did anything else.
The moment they realized, yeah.
The fact that I did a couple of Disney kids shows. It was a lot of fun, but that's when she sort of like, oh, okay, so you're a serious actor now, Dad. Yeah, honey. Yeah. Maybe look beyond Disney, a few other things, but we have a close, very close relationship.
Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210. Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
How would you like to look 5 years younger?
In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Other than TikTok, what are you working on these days? We heard you have a project coming up.
A number of projects coming up. Actually, I'm proud to say I'm in the Joker movie, the next one that's
being released. Exciting. What do you play?
I don't know. I know I'm on the NDA. I think I can say, because the trailer's out, that I'm a music instructor. I think I can say that. Please don't get me in trouble. But it was a pleasure working with Todd Phillips and Gaga.
I bet. Wow.
That was a pleasure. That was an absolute delight. Todd Phillips, the director, is brilliant in terms
really
of
excited
what
to see
he's
that.
Thinking of what ecosystem and worlds he has within his head. I think it's released in October or November. But in fact, you'll hear my voice at the trailer that just dropped maybe a week or two ago. Right at the top, you'll hear my voice narrating it. It's and it looks so good visually. It looks so exciting. If you've seen the trailer yet, it looks.
When you saw the trailer, were you like, hey, they put my voice in the very beginning?
Absolutely. I had no idea. No, absolutely. In fact, it was one of my students, just funny you should tell, it was one of my students that said, oh, professor, your voice, that's you know, they dropped the Joker, that's your voice, right? And I had no idea, honestly,
I
had no idea how they could recognize that was my voice. So, yes, I was very pleased and very surprised. I was.
What else?
Well, I'm a stage director. I'm also a stage director, and I have a beautiful play running right now, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright August Wilson. He wrote 10 plays, and we're doing number 9. The title is King Hedley II, and it's at a Noise Within Theater Company in Pasadena. Beautiful play. I have a hella design team, and it's been running for the last few weeks, and we have at least a week left. So that was that was one. We've committed to doing all 10 plays, this theater company, and Noise Within and I. So we're moving through the cycle of plays. They termed the century cycle. So we've been working through them. But that's real. And my wife is the lead. My wife is
That's so nice.
Who is also a very gifted and talented actress. So she's the lead. So that's been wonderful. That's been really good.
Have you worked with your wife before on that level?
I have. A number of times. I have. People always say, how do you guys work together? How do you work? You know, there's kind of a shorthand because we understand the world of acting and what the, you know, the pitfalls as well as the triumphs. So we sort of have that kind of sensitivity and understanding about it. So it's a pleasure to work with her. It's a pleasure to work with her because, again, we speak a common language. We know what those challenges are. And we try not to bring it home. When we get in, we don't talk about, so today the character of Ruby did. No, we try and talk about life stuff. Hey, where do you want to go for spring break? Hey, where do you want to go for, where do you want to have dinner? You heard about that new restaurant in Larchmont? So we try not to dwell on it when we're.
Right. Yeah, that's the healthy way to.
And we've been married 28 years now. So.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Goodness. I think we're doing something right. I think so.
Clearly.
So you met her after you were on 90210 then?
No, believe it or not. I met her first time I got out here, but there was no sparks. No sparks flew. I met her casually when I first got out here, and I thought, okay, she's nice. And then I started seeing her recurring a few more times, and I thought, wow, she's cute. She's kind of cute.
Oh, she grew on you.
She did. I would say probably I grew on her.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, what would she say?
Honest, you know, truth be told, I grew on her. So then I finally asked her out on a date. But it was the first time or two, I was like, No, I don't think that she, I don't think she's my type. I don't think she's
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I know, Tori. It's like,
You could have almost missed the boat.
I know, but you know, that's what happens. That's what happens sometimes. You think you know what your type is, you've defined it and all that, and then you know,
Right.
something comes along and disrupts your thinking. Thank God it disrupts your thinking, and you wind up, and 28 years later, you go, wow, boy, did I meet my princess. So glad we're still married.
Oh gosh, it's so great to touch base with you and hear all about what you've been doing. What a great life you've had and still are so much ahead of you. What a
Oh.
it's a good a success story. It's
Well,
good to
I've been
hear.
blessed. As I said, I've been doing this now for like 35, 40 some odd years, and I've always had good projects, and 902 being one. I went back
Yeah.
and looked at a couple episodes, by the way. I got to tell you, it's not only was I impressed with the content, but I look so young there.
Didn't you? You look good.
I look so young then, but it was nice to go down memory lane, particularly with things again. It was nice to see where I was and how I grew. It wasn't one of those, oh my God, no, not at all. I really was like very grateful that, okay, I see what I did. I see where I am now. So grace extended and grace accepted.
Well, we are wrapping up season 5 right now, and you're obviously in season 5, but you actually don't come back till season 7 after this.
Is that right? Okay. What happened? What?
I don't know. We were going to ask you.
I don't know. That's interesting that.
Yeah, we'll talk to you
So we'll see you
again.
in a
At least
year.
I'm back. But again, the topics that were covered were really weighty. They were very mature. And I appreciated that. I appreciate it wasn't fluff. But whenever I was involved, whenever I was trying to negotiate, navigate something with Jason as the head of the Student Senate, it was an important theme or topic. And that I am very proud of that.
Yes, it had an impact.
Absolutely. It opened conversation. It started conversation, open conversation.
That's all we can hope for.
All we can hope for.
Well, what a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Thanks for the
Thank you
invitation. I
so
do
much for
appreciate it.
doing this.
You both look fantastic. You look
Oh,
great.
gosh.
Where's the
Thank
fountain
you.
of youth? Tell me,
Oh, my.
please.
It's right here on our podcast.
Okay. Okay, well, I've been on it now.
We're going to go to your TikTok right now.
Okay, please watch those moves, Tori. You gotta come on, watch those moves.
Official Greg Daniel. Yep. All over it.
Make sure you warm up. All I can say is make sure you warm up first.
Stretch out. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Thank you both.
Perfect.
Sure. Take care of
Bye,
yourself.
Greg.
God bless.
Bye. Thank you.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I
My
didn't know we were
sister.
going to go there on
I'm going
this.
to go there. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Exactly. Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than
Right.
empathy,
Yeah.
right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.